Section 5. In shape to drive. Driving safely is not easy. In fact, it is one of the most complex things that people do. Driving is one of the few things we do regularly that can injure or kill us. It is worth the effort to be a careful driver. Being a safe driver takes a great deal of skill and judgment. This task is even more difficult when you are just learning to drive. The first 6 months of driving for any novice driver, regardless of age, are the most critical because the new driver is more likely to be involved in a crash due to lack of experience. Driving requires the individual to utilize mental, visual, and physical abilities to safely operate a vehicle. If anything happens resulting in an impairment of your abilities, you may not be a safe driver. Mental and visual abilities are necessary when judging gaps in traffic and other functions necessary to make rapid and appropriate maneuver decisions. Physical abilities, including flexibility of the neck and torso, are important when using best possible vision for safety hazards before turning, backing, changing lanes, or merging. This includes strength in your extremities and the stamina needed for effective control of the vehicle under normal and emergency response conditions. Your ability to be a safe driver depends on being able to see clearly, not being overly tired, not driving while under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and being emotionally fit to drive. You are responsible for being in shape to drive safely. Vision. Good vision is a must for safe driving. You drive based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and road conditions, spotting potential trouble, or reacting in a timely manner. Vision is so important that the law requires that you pass a vision test before you get a driver license. If the test shows your eyesight doesn't meet the licensing standard without glasses, your license may have a restriction for corrective lenses. We may require you to get an examination by an eye care specialist and submit a visual examination report. Other important aspects of vision are side vision. You need to see out of the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you cannot focus on things to the side, you must also use your side mirrors and glance to the side if necessary. Judging distances and speeds. Even if you can see clearly, you still may not be able to judge distance or speed well. You are not alone. Many people have this problem. It takes practice to be able to judge both. It is especially important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles, judging safe gaps when merging, when passing on two-lane roads, or when judging the speed of a train before crossing tracks safely. Night vision. It is more difficult to see at night than in the daytime. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially with the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than is necessary and be very careful when you do. Because seeing well is so important to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked every year or two by an eye specialist. You may never know you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when you drive, even if you are only going down the street. If your driver license says you must wear corrective lenses and you get stopped without them, you could get a ticket. Try to keep an extra pair of glasses in your vehicle. If your regular glasses are broken or lost, you can use the spare pair to drive safely. This also can be helpful if you do not wear glasses all the time because misplacing them is easy. Avoid using dark glasses or tinted contact lenses at night, even if you think they help with glare. They will also cut down the light that you need to see clearly. Hearing. Hearing can be helpful to safe driving. The sound of horns, sirens, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Hearing problems, like bad eyesight, can come on so slowly that you do not notice it. Drivers who know they are deaf or have hearing problems can adjust and be safe drivers. These drivers learn to rely more on their vision and tend to stay more alert. Studies have shown that the driving records of hearing-impaired drivers are just as good as those drivers with good hearing. Fatigue. When you drive while drowsy or tired, you do not see as well, nor are you as alert. It takes more time to make decisions and your ability to react to situations is greatly diminished. You can be more irritable and easily upset. When you are tired, you also increase the risk of falling asleep behind the wheel. Resulting collisions could cause major injury or death to yourself and others. There are things you can do to help from getting tired on a long trip. Try to get a normal night's sleep before you leave. Do not leave on a trip if you are already tired. Plan your trips so you can leave when you are rested. Do not take any medicine that can make you drowsy. eat lightly. Do not eat a large meal before you leave. Some people get sleepy after they eat a big meal. Take breaks. Stop every hour or so or when you need to. Walk around. Get some fresh air, and have some coffee, soda, water, or juice. A few minutes spent on a rest break can save your life. Plan your trip with plenty of time for breaks to complete your trip safely. Try not to drive late at night when you are normally asleep. Your body thinks it is time to go to sleep and will try to do so. Never drive if you are sleepy. It is better to stop and sleep for a few hours than to risk your life or others. If possible, switch driving tasks with another driver so you can sleep while they drive. Drinking alcohol and driving. Alcohol is involved in about 40% of the traffic collisions in which someone is killed. If you drink alcohol, even a little, your chances of being in a collision are much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if you have been driving for many years. Because drinking alcohol and driving is so dangerous, the penalties are very tough. People who drive after drinking alcohol risk heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of license, and even jail sentences. Why is drinking and driving so dangerous? Alcohol reduces all skills you need to drive safely. Alcohol is a drug that depresses the central nervous system. As a depressant, alcohol slows the activity of the brain and the spinal cord. Initially, the drinker experiences the depressant action of the alcohol in reduced tension and lowered inhibitions. These feelings can frequently be observed in drinkers as they become more active, talkative, loud, and as they begin to do and say things that are not a part of their normal behavior pattern. If enough alcohol is consumed, the results can progress to drowsiness, sleep, unconsciousness, and, eventually, death. Unlike most food, alcohol does not have to be digested. Once swallowed, it is absorbed directly into the bloodstream through the walls of the stomach and small intestine, usually within 20 to 40 minutes. If there is food in the stomach, this absorption process may be slowed. As a drug, alcohol is a depressant, which will affect your driving skills in the following ways. Judgment. Your decision-making process is much slower, ability to recall past events or learned knowledge is diminished, and your decisions may be faulty. Vision. Your vision becomes impaired, depth perception becomes distorted, and the pupils of the eyes react more slowly to variations in light. Concentration. Focusing on driving and adjusting to road, weather, and traffic conditions becomes more difficult. Understanding. Your comprehension level as to what is happening around you will suffer. You may not realize what you are doing. Feelings, senses. Your feelings are suppressed. You don't feel speed, so you won't realize that you are speeding. Reaction time. Coordination deteriorates. It will take you longer to react and move your foot from the gas pedal to the brake. A slower reaction time can be the difference between arriving safely and not arriving at all. When you drink, can you drive? Any amount of alcohol is too much when it comes to driving. Do not drive if you drink alcohol. Even one drink of alcohol can affect your driving. With one or more drinks in your bloodstream, you are impaired and may be arrested. Not all drinks contain equal amounts of alcohol. The alcoholic content of any one drink depends upon both the type and amount of liquor it contains. Some drinks contain more alcohol than others do. The alcoholic content of some beverages is stated in terms of proof. A number that is actually double its alcoholic content or percentage. A typical alcoholic drink is 1.5 ounces of 80 proof liquor, 1 shot glass, straight or with a mixer, 12 ounces of beer, a regular size can, bottle, mug, or glass, or a 5 ounces glass of wine. Specialty drinks can have more alcohol in them and may be the same as having several normal drinks. Very small quantities of alcohol are eliminated through sweat, breath, and urine. The body disposes of most alcohol through oxidation, burning, in the liver. The oxidation takes place at a constant rate and nothing can be done to slow down or accelerate the process. It continues until all of the alcohol has been burned. In other words, only time will sober up a person. It takes about 1 hour for your body to get rid of each drink. There are ways of dealing with social drinking situations. Arrange to go with two or more persons and agree that one of you will not drink alcohol. You can take turns being a designated driver, use public transportation, use a cab or ride hailing service, or walk. The consequences of the use of alcohol can be disastrous. About 40% of all the traffic deaths occur in crashes in which a drinking driver is involved. Marijuana. The risks of smoking marijuana are different from those associated with the consumption of marijuana-infused foods. Inhaling any kind of smoke harms your lungs. Consuming marijuana-infused foods can also be dangerous because it takes longer to feel the effects. It's easier to have too much because the effects are delayed. Road traffic arrest and fatality data indicates that after alcohol, marijuana is the most frequently detected psychoactive substance among driving populations. Marijuana has been shown to impair performance on driving tasks and on driving courses for up to 5 hours. Decreased car handling performance, slower reaction times, impaired time and distance estimation, inability to maintain headway, subjective sleepiness, motor coordination, and impaired ability to focus have all been reported. Marijuana may particularly impair monotonous and prolonged driving. Decision times to evaluate situations and determine appropriate responses increase. Mixing alcohol and marijuana may produce greater impairments than either drug on its own. Other drugs. Besides alcohol and marijuana, many other drugs can affect a person's ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol or even worse. This is true of many prescription drugs and even many over-the-counter, OTC, drugs you can buy without a prescription. Drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, or other allergies or those to calm nerves can make a person drowsy and affect their driving ability. Pep pills, uppers, energy drinks, and diet pills can make a driver feel more alert for a short time. Later, however, they can cause a person to be nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and can affect your vision. Other prescription drugs can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. If you are arrested or convicted of driving under the influence of drugs, the penalties are the same as for any alcohol violation. If you are driving, check the label before you take a drug for warnings about possible after effects. If you are not sure it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Many drugs multiply the effects of alcohol or have other side effects. You should read the warnings in your medicine or talk to your pharmacist before you drink and use medicine at the same time. This combination not only affects your ability to be a safe driver but could cause serious health problems, even death. For example, studies have shown that people who use drugs make more mistakes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. Over-the-counter medications, such as certain cough suppressants, sleep aids, and antihistamines, can be abused for their effects. This typically means taking doses higher than recommended or combining OTC medications with alcohol, or with illicit or prescription drugs. Either practice can have dangerous results, depending on the medications involved. Some contain aspirin or acetaminophen, which can be toxic to the liver at high doses. Others, when taken for their hallucinogenic properties, can cause confusion, psychosis, coma, and even death. Driving after taking drugs can be just as deadly as alcohol. Drugs may cause you to become sleepy and keep you from thinking or acting appropriately while driving. Mixing drugs and alcohol can cause a compounded effect, which means that the effects of the drug multiply to become more than 1 plus 1. Alcohol, drugs, and the law. Driving under the influence, DUI, refers to operating a motor vehicle while affected by alcohol, drugs, or both. This includes both legal and illegal drugs, including prescription medication and over-the-counter drugs. Motor vehicle incidents involving drunk or drugged driving cost our state thousands of dollars each year in serious injuries, property damage, medical costs, lost work time, and death. This does not include the emotional toll taken on friends and families of both those charged with DUI and the innocent victims. Driving under the influence of any drug or alcohol can result in an arrest. Blood alcohol content, BAC, is the percentage of alcohol in your blood and is usually determined by a breath or blood test. You can be arrested for DUI with BAC and THC, marijuana levels lower than the legal limit if you are driving and impaired due to alcohol and/or drugs. You can be arrested for driving with BAC of 0.08 or more or a THC, marijuana level of 5.00 nanograms per milliliter of blood or higher. If you are under 21, you also can be arrested for a BAC of 0.02 or more or a THC, marijuana level of more than 0.00 nanograms per milliliter of blood. When a child under age 13 is present in the car of a parent, legal custodian, guardian being arrested for a drug or alcohol-related driving offense, the arresting law enforcement officer must promptly notify Child Protective Services. If there is a child that is 16 or younger in the car, the driver will also face additional ignition interlock requirements. A bicyclist under the influence may be transported by a law enforcement officer or released to a competent person. The officer is not required to transport the bicyclist. The officer may impound the bicycle if the officer determines that impoundment is necessary to reduce a threat to public safety, and there are no reasonable alternatives to impoundment. The bicycle may be picked up when the bicyclist is no longer under the influence and must be released without a fee. Bicycles unclaimed after 30 days may be sold or disposed of. The implied consent law means that when you operate a motor vehicle, you have agreed to take a breath test to determine the alcohol content of your blood. If a police or traffic officer asks you to take a BAC breath test, you must do so. You will lose your driver license for at least 1 year if you refuse to take a BAC breath test. In addition, a law enforcement officer may obtain a person's blood to test for alcohol, marijuana, or any drug, pursuant to a search warrant, a valid waiver of the warrant requirement when exigent circumstances exist, or under any other authority of law. Some penalties for driving while impaired come just from being arrested. If it is your first arrest within 7 years, you are 21 or older, and the breath or blood test result shows a BAC of 0.08 or more, or a THC, marijuana level of 5.00 nanograms per milliliter of blood or higher, your license will be suspended for 90 days. If you are under the age of 21 and have 0.02 BAC or a THC, marijuana level of more than 0.00 nanograms per milliliter of blood, your license will be suspended for 90 days. You may be able to get a restricted license to operate vehicles equipped with an ignition interlock device. If it is your first arrest and you refuse to take a breath test, your license will be revoked for 1 year. If you have been arrested more than once within the past 7 years, your license will be revoked for 2 years. If you are under 21, your license will be revoked for 1 year or until age 21, whichever is longer. In all of these cases, and before the penalties go into effect, you may request a hearing from the Department of Licensing. Restricted driver licenses. If your driving privilege in Washington is currently suspended or revoked, you may be eligible for a temporary restricted driver license. After applying for a restricted driver license, a specialist will evaluate your driving record and determine which of the following types of license you qualify for. Ignition interlock license, IIL, allows you to drive vehicles equipped with an ignition interlock device while your driving privilege is suspended or revoked for a drug or alcohol-related offense. Occupational, restricted driver license, ORL, allows you to drive to work, school, court-ordered services, continuing health care, continuing support of a dependent, or employment programs. Both restricted licenses may be restricted to certain times of the day, specific areas, days of the week, or vehicles that can be driven. Applications are accepted at your local driver licensing offices, and will require a non-refundable fee to apply. To help determine requirements and eligibility, visit our website at www.dol.wa.gov. Alcohol, drug-related offenses appear on your driving record for life. If found guilty in court of driving impaired and it is your first conviction, you may be fined up to $5,000 plus court costs and other penalties. You could also be sentenced from 1 to 365 days in jail and your license could be suspended or revoked for 90 days to 2 years. Prior convictions of alcohol violations can result in other penalties, including 150 days of home detention and license suspension or revocation of up to 4 years. Other possible penalties include required proof of insurance, filing an SR-22, license reapplication, knowledge and skill testing, and the appropriate reissue fee, seizure and loss of your vehicle, and use of an ignition interlock device for up to 10 or more years. An additional 6 months will be required if you have a passenger under 16 at the time of arrest. A DUI that has been reduced to reckless driving and/or convictions of negligent driving in the first degree may carry a 6-month ignition interlock requirement. Under the open container law, it is a traffic infraction. To drink any alcoholic beverage or consume marijuana in any manner in a motor vehicle upon a highway. For a person in a motor vehicle upon a highway to possess any container with an alcoholic beverage if the container has been opened or a seal broken or the contents partially removed. To incorrectly label the original container of an alcoholic beverage or marijuana or place an alcoholic beverage or marijuana in a container labeled as containing a non-alcoholic beverage or non-marijuana substance or to be in possession of such a container. for the registered owner or driver to keep an open container of an alcoholic beverage or marijuana in a vehicle on a highway, unless it is in an area not normally occupied by the driver or passengers. The container cannot be kept in any accessible storage compartment. There are certain exceptions which apply to the living quarters of motorhomes and campers. Probationary licenses. If convicted of driving or being in physical control of a vehicle while under the influence or are granted a deferred prosecution, a probationary license will be required for 5 years. In addition to regular licensing fees, the probationary license fee is collected at issuance and again at time of renewal. Deferred prosecution. When charged with DUI, and if you suffer from alcoholism, drug addiction, or mental problems, you may be eligible for deferred prosecution. You can only use the deferred prosecution program once in your lifetime. If eligible, your DUI conviction is postponed while you complete an approved alcohol, drug, or mental health program. You also have to meet certain licensing and court-ordered requirements, which can include use of an ignition interlock, proof of liability insurance, and other requirements. When you have completed your treatment and have met all court-ordered requirements, the DUI charges are dismissed. Juvenile alcohol, drug, firearms violations. If you were age 13 through 17 and convicted of a first alcohol or firearm violation, or age 13 through 20 and convicted of a first drug violation, your driving privilege will be revoked for 1 year or until age 17, whichever is longer. For a second offense, your driving privilege will be revoked for 2 years, or until age 18, whichever is longer. You will not be able to obtain a license, instruction permit, or take driver education during the revocation period. When you are eligible to reinstate your driving privilege, you must take the written and drive tests. You will also need to pay a reissue fee in addition to the usual testing and licensing fees. Parental consent will be needed if you are still under age 18. Health. Many health problems can affect your driving. A bad cold, infection, or virus. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else drive. These conditions can be very dangerous while driving. Epilepsy. As long as it is under medical control, epilepsy generally is not dangerous. In Washington, you may drive if you are under the care of a doctor and have been taking your medication and have not had a seizure for 6 months. Diabetes. Diabetics who take insulin should not drive when there is any chance of an insulin reaction, blackout, convulsion, or shock. Such a situation could result from skipping a meal or snack or from taking the wrong amount of insulin. It also might be a good idea to have someone else drive for you during times when your doctor is adjusting your insulin dosage. If you have diabetes, you should have your eyes checked regularly for possible night blindness or other vision problems. Heart condition. People with heart disease, high blood pressure or circulation problems, or those in danger of a blackout, fainting, or a heart attack, should not get behind the wheel. If you were being treated by a doctor for a heart condition, ask if the condition could affect your driving ability. Emotions. Emotions can affect your ability to drive safely. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried, depressed, or upset about something, try to keep your mind on your driving. Some find listening to the radio helps. If you are impatient, allow extra time for your trip. By leaving a few minutes early, instead of speeding to your destination, you may avoid a speeding ticket and reduce your chances of a collision. Road rage. Today, heavy traffic and tight schedules are the norm. Some drivers take their anger out on the roadways, endangering themselves and others. When you see other drivers around you acting or reacting in anger, distance yourself from the situation, physically and mentally. Don't make eye contact. Body movements and gestures can provoke an angry response from another driver. Slow down, move over, or do whatever you safely can to put yourself out of danger. Your courtesy may encourage the same from other drivers. If you feel you are being followed or harassed by another driver, seek help. Exit only in an area where there are other people and open businesses around you. If you have a cellular phone, use it to call the police.